Vav Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. Hasoicher es ha'umnin v'chazu bohen. Somebody hired workers. We used the term over here, umnin. We were very careful in Mishnah Aleph with the different terms. Over here, the Mishnah is referring to a kavlan. Somebody was not hired to work for the day. Somebody was hired to complete a job, a craftsman. He's hired for a specific purpose. He's building something. He's fixing something. He's developing something. The chazu bohem, they were chazu in the middle of the job. Yodon, which means the umnin, ala tachtoina. In balabayis chazu boy. Yodoi ala tachtoina. If the balabayis is chazu, see, he has the lower hand. We have to explain what it means, yodoi ala yoina, what it means, ala tachtoina. So let's explain. The Gemara brings that by a poil, somebody who's working for the day, we explain the Mishnah Aleph that the idea of his working is not that he's producing a result. The job description is by the hour, by the day. So his job is that he's meshubit these hours. The Gemara compares that to a form of avdus. That means Reuven hires Shimon to work in his office from 9 to 5. Shimon's day, his time, his life, so to speak, for those hours is meshubit to the boss. The Gemara brings on that a pasuk, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. Klal Yisrael is called avodim to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Gemara says, avodai heim, v'le avodim la'avodim. The Torah doesn't allow a Yid to be in a binding relationship with somebody else, with another Yid, with his avdus, where he's bound and he can't walk away. There is a concept of an Evan Ivri, but over there the Torah lowers him, and he loses some of his status as a Yid. Witness the fact that an Eved Ivri could be given to get married to a Shifcha Kenanis. There's a Pegiah in his Kedushas Yisrael. But a regular Yisrael can't be, he has to be a free man. He has to be a Ben Chayin. He can't be in a state of Avdus. Having to work 9 to 5, even though there's a binding commitment, a binding Kinyan between the two parties, having to work that 9 to 5 and not being able to step out in the middle is a breach of that. Therefore, the Torah says that he can walk out. So if he worked from 9 to 12, he decides that the job is not for him, he can walk away. How much does he have to be paid? He has to be paid for the 3 hours of work. Either the boss says, you mishabed yourself for the whole day. Maybe I'm not going to be able to find somebody else. Doesn't make a difference. He works for 3 hours. He gets paid at the rate, whatever they made up, for 3 hours. However, this din of avodai v'loy avodim l'avodim v'efo peil yochel lachzor b'emtze yoyim is only when he's working where his time is meshubit, his doyim l'avdus. By a kablon, like we explained, where his work is not so much that he's working the hour for the boss. He's doing a job for the boss. It happens to be that it's going to take him 5 hours, so he charges more than if it would take him 3 hours. But be'etzem, the term of employment has to do with the job, not with the hours. Not doyim l'avdus. He's his own boss, and he's producing a result that he's ki'ilu selling to the customer, even though he's paid for the work, but l'maisa, that's not doyim l'avdus. Therefore, there's no such halacha. So memela, he's only really paid for the result, for the final work. Therefore, let's say he was hired for $5,000 to build a deck. He was hired for the deck. He wasn't hired for 3 hours of work. If it took him 3 hours, it doesn't make a difference. So let's say he only worked part of the job and then he wants to be chayzer. The halach is yodon ala tachtoinu. He only gets paid the amount minus from what the rest of the job will cost the homeowner to hire other workers. He does half the job, he's not going to get paid half. He'll probably get paid about a quarter because he'll probably, the owner of the house, to finish the deck, will probably have to pay somebody 3/4 of the work, and therefore he only gets the remainder. That's how much he was mahana. He didn't do the job, but he was mahana, the balabayas. He has to get paid for that amount of work. So that's how much he'll get paid. In balabayas choyzer boy. The idea is that since the balabayas stopped the building in the middle, he's going to have to compensate the worker. Ki'ilu, the worker is getting another job now that he's going to make his full amount. That means like this. Let's say he was hiring him for $1,000 for this job. He stops halfway through, he would say $500 he has to pay him. But what happens if work now went down? So now if he would hire himself out to do this amount of work, he would only make $400 or $300. So then the balabayis is mechuyivtim, is meshubatim, because of the hascholas malacha, creates a shibut between the two parties, and he has to give him the $600, $700 that it would take to cover. If, however, the work went up, and now if he'd hire himself out instead of making $500, he would, for the same amount, the half work, fakert, now he has a revach, he can make $600, so then he's not mechuyivtim $600 to pay if the work was done out. No. Mechuyiv half the work, he's mechuyiv the $500. The fact that the worker now can be marviach more money, say that he'll have, when he has another job, he'll be able to make more money. This is the way the Taisus Yom Tov, based on the Rishonim, understands what's going on. V'nishvi, over here, the shibud is whoever's choizer, yodoy, or yodom ala tachtoyna. But this is all, like we said, by kablonim, by poilim, like we explained before. He has a right to be choizer in the middle. And the Baal Bayis is not going to have to cover him. Now we have in the Mishnah another example of a Yodei Al HaTachtonim where a person did not fulfill a contractual obligation. He gets paid, but only with a Yodei Al HaTachtonim. Kol HaMishaneh Yodei Al HaTachtonim V'kol HaChoizeh Bo Yodei Al HaTachtonim. Mishaneh over here, the Gemara explains, refers to somebody took on a painting job. He was given, let's say, raw material. He was given wool to dye. We had a little bit about this in the end of Bava Kamma. The dinim are really going to be the same thing over there, but the Mishnah brings it out a little bit differently. Shimon was given by Reuven a big amount of wool to dye. He's going to have to bring back raw wool. He's going to have to bring it back as a finished product, fabric that's dyed red. The paint and the wood to heat up the vat and the water and whatever other chemicals and the whole processing, the expenses are going to be on the company, on the painting company, on the dyeing company. The raw material was given to them, and they're going to charge a certain amount. Obviously, it's going to be a lot more than expenses because they have to make money on it also. Lemaisa, they were mishana. Instead of painting it red, instead of dyeing the wool red, they dyed it black. Lemaisa, the black finished product is worth more than the original. So a mazik, they're not. The company that did bad on the work, mazikim, they're not, because lemaisa, they did improve the original product that was given. But to say that they have to be paid for the job that they didn't do the job that was made up. So what are we left with? The only way to really legitimize paying the company that messed up on the order is only to see them as what we call, we'll have more about this in the end of the Masechta, Yerid L'Tech Sodesh El Chaveri. It's as if somebody literally went into somebody's field. Reuven went to Shimon's field and he watered and he sprinkled and he hoed and mowed and he did work. How much do you have to pay him? Whatever he asked? No, of course not. You never hired him. You have to pay him however much the field is worth more. What you really have to do is we see, the lumdus of it, is that we see him as having part of the field. By giving the company either the amount that of shvach that there is, what you're really doing is you're buying out their stakes in the company or the field by Yoritz Lazar Tachzor Shkaveri. Alternatively, depending on what's worth more money, the value of the wool that went up, the shvach, or the hoitzois. By paying the hoitzois to the one that was mashkia, also you're buying out the one whose field was invested in, is buying out that person's investment in his field. So, Yodei Al HaTachtoyin over here means whichever one is less, that's how much he's going to be paid. Either the hoitzois, let's say if the original value of the wool is 10, b'derech klal, such a thing, if he would have done the job right, they would have been mashkia another 10 in the dye and the workers and the heating, etc., 10. And they would have charged probably 20. And they would have turned the profit of 10. In this case, all they have to do is pay 10. Where the hoitzois and the shvach are different amounts, whichever one is less. That'll be the buyout. And then they have the wool. They don't have the wool that they wanted, red. They have a better product. They have black. They could sell that. And then they could replace it. And they could get some more wool and go to a company that's going to provide them with a finished product. Lemaisa, this din is not muskim. This is an Indian that we met up, like we said, in the 9th Perek in Bava Kama, in Perek Tes Mishnah Dalid, and the sugi over here cheshmin's out, so we'll just make a quick cheshmin, that there is one shita, Reb Meir, over there, that holds that when the company dyed it a different color, the fact that they were doing the wrong thing, it's as if they stole the wool from the owner, and they were koined bishinui. And then Memela, it's not a yerid l'toich sadeh shel chaver. It's not the wool doesn't belong to the customer, and you just have to get rid of the shvach or the haitzah. All they have to do is, it's much more simple, they stole the wool. Kolam ish gazon v'shalom kishas akzela. L'maisa, this is the shita of Reb Meir, Reb Yudah holds, no, there's no maisa akzela. They were doing it for the owner of the wool, so therefore the wool still remains in the reshus of the owner. The owner now has an upgraded, more valuable piece of wool. Okay, you have to pay the buyout, either the hoitzois or the shvach, whichever one is less. The last case, we call a choizubay. This choizubay has nothing to do with skirus kablonim. It's going on a sale. Now, normally, if Reuven buys a field, a house, let's say from Shimon, the value of the house is $750,000. When is Reuven kind of the house? When he pays the full amount? No. As long as Shimon is maskim, as soon as Reuven gives a shove of pruta against the sale of the house, that's called kinyan kesef. The rest of the money is owed, of course, but he doesn't have to pay it now. The kinyan is niknis, fully on the house, v'ef shalaksa. What we're talking about over here, where he's choizer, is takaway paid him part of the money. And the reason why the balabayas could be choizer is because we're talking over here about a specific case where the lekech is deicha the meicha belech v'shoif. This is a term that's used in the Gemara over here in Daf Ayin Zayin. And what it means is like this. Normally, the only way the meicha is going to sell his field to the lekech with only getting a down payment is only if it works for him. But that kind of, he doesn't need the money right away. He's selling his house because he's relocating. He doesn't need the money right away. Similarly, he sells it to him. He found a buyer who's willing to pay good money for his house. He sells part of the money. And he'll get the money 2 months, 3 months. Sometimes you have occasionally where a person is selling his house because he's desperate for cash. The purpose of the sale is not unloading the house. The purpose of the sale is raising the capital. He needs to invest in something else. He has a business deal. He has to save his business, which is going south. In that type of case, we see the money as imperative to the Etzem Chalois Kenyan. And we see the lekeach, who's doichim, the term lech v'shoiv means, he tells him, go, come. He's doichim, he's not paying him right away. We see that as the tzir, that on which hinges the whole sale. Now, what ends up happening is that he doesn't raise the money. He doesn't find somebody else to sell this field. He's stuck. So, be'etzim, what should happen is that he should, since the whole sale over here was only to get the cash right away, he should be able to, the moicher should be able to go back, demand the field back, and give him back whatever the deposit that he took was, and that's it, weitergegangen. But over here, he doesn't even have the cash because he spent that amount of money. He can't raise the rest of the money because the guy's not paying him right away. So therefore, they put the ball in the moicher's court, and the moicher now could pay him however he wants. If he wants, he could keep the sale binding on, let's say he gave him 20%, on 20% of the field. Now, the lekech never meant to buy 20% of the field. But that's part of the din over here, is that the moicher has a right to say, okay, you wanted the sale to be binding, it should be chal, but I made it clear that I'm only selling for cash if I get the money right away. You were doichem me, you were mazik me in that oifen of not getting me the money, I couldn't raise the cash that I needed. Therefore, the 20% of the cash, I'm not going to pay you back. You have 20% of this of the field. You're stuck with that. Or the moicher could say, if I didn't raise all the cash that I needed, I never had a mind to sell the field in the first place, and I'm giving you back the 20% of cash, and that's it. This is the way a lot of Rishonim understand. Lamaisa is a big tumul. There's a lot of Rishonim here. It's all brought in Chesh Mishpon, Kuf Tzadik, Sifyud, the sugi of Lech V'shoiv. There's another shita that holds that the option to leave him with part of the karka is not a function of keeping the sale binding as part of the sale, but it's like paying. What happened was the moicher got 20%. He's desperate for cash. He got 20% of the cash. That he sunk right away into his business because he's trying to keep the business afloat. He doesn't have cash, but he wants to be mevatel the sale. What he's really doing is he's paying back the lekech, who's now his bal chayv, because he has to give him back the money. He's paying him back the way you'd pay if you don't have money to pay a chayv, which is what? You give him a karka. Except that the chiddush is over here that normally a bal chayv has to be paid by beninis. The din of a mazik, any form of mazik, has to be paid by idius, one of the dinim of Bava Kama. A ksubas isha, we learned from the ksubas, you can pay with ziburis. And the bal chayv, there's an upgrade from ziburis, and you pay with beninis. Over here, you'd be allowed to give him any quality of that field that he wants, because he's really only giving to him as a bal chayv, not an upgraded bal chayv. So give him ziburis. Not that he's keeping the sale binding legabi 20% of the field. What he's doing is he's giving him back part of the field. That's his way of giving him the money. That's the halacha over here.